Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Caroline. I'm calling about getting a refund for the book that I would have gotten published.
Okay. Can you just hold for a second? Can you just let me know to whom you want to speak? Did you have a word with someone? You there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here. Could you repeat that?
I'm saying that did you have a discussion with anybody from our company? Can you just name somebody so that I can forward your call to her?
Yeah, so I've been speaking with Kevin Butler, but he recently elevated my concern to a team above him so that I could get a refund.
For sure. And your good name?
My name?
Yep.
Caroline Moran.
Okay, right. Just hold on for a second. Let me just ask that if compliance team is available so that I can forward your call. Just hold on for a second.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi. Hi, yes. This is Caroline.
Yep, Caroline. This is Kevin speaking. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Kevin. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm so far so good. Like I sent
good,
out an email back, like regarding your concern, you know, as I escalated to the team and, you know, they were trying to reach out to you. Might you...
Yeah. Yeah, well, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for... For your patience, I was expecting the call to be sometime around 2,
mm-hmm.
and it came in about half an hour ago, and I was in a very important meeting.
All right. By any chance, are you available right now? Like, can you talk?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Let me just go ahead and check with the team that if they are around, like, you know, to go
great.
Ahead and discuss this matter further. All right. To just hang
great.
In there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great, yeah.
Thanks for your patience, too. Yep.
Yeah.
Carolyn?
Carolyn, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Caroline, by the way, my name is Sam. I'm not going to take a lot of your time. I believe there was an ongoing concern on your project. I wanted to have a brief discussion with you and see if there is any other alternate resolution that we can opt for. So what exactly are you planning to do? I mean, is there something in particular in your mind, or how are you going to move forward from here?
Well, I gave it some thought, and I just decided that I didn't want to move forward because I just wanted to publish the story as is, and I later found out that it's too short to publish. It doesn't meet the page requirement, and so I would like to just get a refund, and I'll come back, like, in, you know, after some time where I can put together a longer story and, you know, get that work published.
Okay, before we move forward on that, I just want to ask you a couple of questions. What was the purpose of this publication? Is there any personal reason?
It was a children's book that I wanted to publish. It's a project that I have had done for like going on 2 years now, and I had always been kind of like thinking of getting it published and just hadn't quite gotten around to it, and so just recently I figured I would just jump on that, and so I made the call, and so that was the whole process, really. But I mean, at the same time, I'm also not in a rush, so I'm happy to cancel that and, you know, put it together in a larger work and expand the story so that it can be published.
Okay, I would like to inform you about something. Your book indeed does not meet the page requirement for a print version because the minimum count for that is at least 25 pages or above. That's the least that we should be able to provide. However, if that is the story that you want to keep, and if there is nothing additional that you want to add to that, or you'll have to do a lot of, you know, extra groundwork in order to make that or increase the page count of it, why don't we just move forward and publish an ebook version of it? That's possible because there's no page limit on the ebook version.
Oh.
Yes. Didn't you know that?
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, see, because it's aimed for kids, and I do understand that print version is important, it's necessary, but if you look at the current market trends, ebooks is what is selling right now, ebooks and audiobooks. So I think if we move forward with the publication just for the ebook format, then I don't think it should, you know, it's going to be a problem. And then maybe later on down the line, you know, when you're ready, when you have free time, maybe we can publish a second version of it, or maybe we can publish an extended version. A lot of people do that. So I don't think that should be a problem. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, interesting. Well, this is new information.
I'm sorry I'm interrupting. I thought that your project manager conveyed this to you. Didn't he clarify which formats are going to be, you know, according to the page limit?
He explained it, and I think I was in kind of a rush at the time, so I may not have gotten the full gist of what he was saying. So, interesting. Okay, would that change the price at all of what I've already paid?
Let me just really quickly check your package. If
because I've heard just the standard.
Oh, it's covered. In fact, you have the option to publish the ebook version on two of the best platforms. That is Amazon, Amazon Kindle, I pretty much count them as one. So let's say two. Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So you're covering the market. This is the main target audience, you know. These are the primary platforms. And there's no additional cost for this. It's all covered.
Okay.
I think that is convenient. So we should actually, you know, move forward with that, especially with the season coming up, you know, Christmas and New Year and all that.
Totally. I hear you. So if I were to extend the story while this process is underway, mm-hmm. What would a possible deadline be for me to get, say, more work into, like, say, if I wanted to turn this into, like, an anthology of mm-hmm. children's book stories,
mm-hmm.
What would, like, a deadline look like for that if I wanted to get an ebook version and a print version?
Okay, I already explained to you regarding the ebook version. I don't think there is a lot of work required on the existing manuscript for an ebook version if you're not moving forward
right.
with the extended version, all right? If you're not moving forward
right.
with the extension of the manuscript and the illustrations and all of that. So that is sorted. Now, let's look at the scenario if we need to extend the story and revise all of that. It completely depends. If you have the concept ready and if you're providing the concept to us, it's going to depend on the time frame that you will take. And after that, it's tentative. I think it shouldn't take a lot of time, but at least a month. Just keep that in mind, at least a month, because illustrations take time.
Right. No, totally. So, okay. So for now, I like the idea of just sticking with
mm-hmm.
easy, simple, like the first,
yes.
just sticking with the ebook solution,
mm-hmm.
not having to make mm-hmm. any changes. And
mm-hmm.
and you know what? I think that sounds great. Let's move forward that way.
Yes. Yeah, I actually saw another reason why we should move forward with this. If you move forward with the extension option, there are no illustrations included in your package. So, of course, you will need to, you know, work on the funds to actually accommodate the illustration team to provide you additional illustrations if you're coming on board with us for the illustrations. If you have your own illustrator, then, of course, you've got to work that costing out with them. Anyhow, this is
yeah.
a simple package, and it's a publication package, nothing too expensive since we have the manuscript ready. I think we should keep it simple rather than making it complicated for now. And let's just begin the publication, and your book should be live in no time. Ebook version does not take a lot of time. Sometimes it's live immediately. So you can say, what, like if we finalize this today, by Monday or Tuesday, your book should be live.
Great. Yeah. Well, so I already have the illustrations done
mm-hmm.
and the manuscript. And so I mean, I wouldn't have to change anything and
not at all.
At this time I'm not interested in hiring any outside illustrators.
Of course.
And
that's the reason why I recommended you to stick with this and just move forward in the most simplest manner. Because if we get into that hassle, we'll have to allocate and think about everything else. And I don't think we have the time frame to actually pursue that option right now. Maybe if we work on the anthology later down the line, we can keep the theme same, we can keep the characterization same, concept a little bit similar, and then we can move forward with different versions. And we can launch this version as well, an extended version for this. So that's not a problem at all. this would just be a step forward, you know. You're just entering this industry, and I think it's good to go.
Wonderful. Okay, that sounds great. Okay. I didn't realize, I thought, now I understand you were describing the what-if scenario.
Yes, yes. So, I'm so sorry. I've had a long day, and I don't know at times what I'm saying. I'm so sorry. I know I'm not providing you much clarity that is needed. I've had a very horrible day. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry you've had a horrible day.
Thank you.
No, I get it. I've had a long day, too.
it's been crazy, right? December's always crazy.
Well, no, I know. I get it. I mean, I've been up today since 3:50 this morning,
mm-hmm.
Just because I open a coffee shop, and then now I'm at my second job painting, and so...
Amazing.
So
it must be crowded.
Crazy. Oh, yeah, totally.
Where exactly is your coffee shop? I mean, which state are you in?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. I've always heard a lot of good things about Alabama. I never got the chance to visit it. How's Alabama?
Yeah.
What's the weather like and everything else?
Oh, it's beautiful. Well, so I'm in Mobile, and it rains so much here. Like, I mean, probably the second rainiest city aside from Seattle.
Wow.
And it's usually very mild in temperature. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, today it was like 70-something.
Warm. Okay.
Yeah. No, totally.
Mm-hmm.
It's especially warm for me because I just got back from Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes.
And,
you must be enjoying the weather, no?
Sorry?
I said you must be enjoying the current weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, I really prefer the cold, actually.
I love the cold, too.
Just so refreshing and nice to not be sweating buckets all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is nice in Alabama. It's fun. There's things to do. Tonight there's like a fun art walk happening downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, it's a bustling community. It's like a small city. I'm in Mobile.
Yeah.
And it's very artsy. I mean, this was my college town.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, yeah, there's really
it's cool.
A lot of things to love about the city, but
amazing.
I think I'm gonna be moving.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
You know, if I ever get a chance to come down there, you should give me the name of your coffee shop. I'm definitely gonna come there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Serta's Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful local hot
mm-hmm.
spot. I see a lot of people come in. Like right now, it's a season for like the cruise ships are coming back, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're a port city, and so we got a lot of people from all over. I mean, there was a guy that came in just a couple weeks ago that was from Edinburgh, Scotland.
Oh.
And
nice.
Yeah, so And there was a guy from Australia, and I mean, just people from all over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really fun spot to be at. And then I'm also working as a Mardi Gras float artist for a barn.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a lot of fun.
Wow.
But so you're in New York, right?
I'm actually in the Californian branch. In California.
Oh, what part?
Yes. California Avenue, Main City.
Okay.
Have you been to California?
So I lived in San Diego, California, all last year.
Okay. So you recently moved to Alabama, right?
I recently moved, yeah. Just this past September. Really.
Oh, so, nice. Okay. What was the reason? I mean, California, I mean, I've heard a lot of people, you know, say that when they come here, they do not want to go to, you know, any other place. And especially Alabama, as compared to California, it seems pretty much remote, you know. So what made you change your mind and go there?
Well, it was just convenient for me for the time being. My family is in Mississippi, and that's just slightly more south of Alabama. And my sister was getting married in August, and she asked me to be her maid of honor.
And so, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It was a beautiful ceremony.
Right.
So I accepted, of course, and for the wedding and the planning and the bachelorette party and everything with that, I just wanted to be closer, and so I just moved to Alabama, and so I'm working here for a little bit, and it's been working out really well, and I mean, I have all my support system and friends and connections
and
here because
bottom line, you know, Caroline, that's all that matters. You know, you need to have someone there for you,
right.
Especially in
right.
this crazy world. I mean, I feel like money, materialistic things, career, all of that put aside, mental peace is really important right now. And I began to think that it has become very rare. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, you know, those are such wise words you just said, because, I mean, once that mental peace is out of whack, everything else goes
irrelevant.
Like,
it doesn't matter. You know, you feel like it, none of it matters. And sometimes, you know, when it gets too much, I actually end up feeling this way. You know, I feel like, what is the purpose of my life? I often end up feeling like that, you know. And I'm like, I don't need anything. I just need this mental peace, and that is the most important thing for me in this world. I mean, I would trade literally anything for that. So, yeah. Oh my God. I literally, you know, took you somewhere else on an entirely different dimension from here. Sorry.
Well. No, you're fine. I mean, it's such a rare, definitely, I agree with you, thing. I mean, so what brought me to San Diego for a year was that I did a service year with the Jesuit Volunteer Corps, and so I was teaching photography to people in marginalized communities and kids from low-income areas all around San Diego. And
that's nice.
And, I mean, I saw a lot of really just, like, hard situations, some really disturbing, like, home life things. And so, like, when I was doing that, like, keeping guard of my peace was absolutely, like, so important for me to be able to, like, function, you know.
Exactly. And you've used the correct word. I mean, it happens to me. I get stuck. And you just simply cannot function, you know, if there's something that is there, you know. So, yeah, I can totally relate to that. So, yeah. And that's what's happening today with me. I'm like all over the place. I'm so messed up. Trust me. It's like,
well, if you don't mind me asking, what's been going on today?
I'm sorry?
Really, what messed you up so much today?
The thing is that, see, I'm from the compliance team, and my job responsibility is to manage all the escalating concerns. So when I say escalating, that means we manage all the refund cases, dissatisfied customers, providing them resolution. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes when it's like on season, December, of course, when you're getting double, triple the revenue, then of course the margin on the other end, it's going to be larger as compared to the regular, you know, the crowd that we get. Usually I get like 2 to 3 cases per day, and they are like pretty much very minor concerns, and you usually talk to them, explain things to them, and they understand, and the case is resolved. Now, today, surprisingly, I received, okay, guess the number. I gave you my average for the day. Guess the number. How many cases I must have dealt today to be on this edge?
So average is like 3, so I guess it's like way more. Maybe, gosh, 6?
20 cases.
Oh, my goodness.
You understand? I was literally pulling my hair. It wasn't all that bad, but, you know, when you continuously talk to dissatisfied clients at a certain level, you just lose your patience too, because at the end, I'm not a robot, right? I'm also a human being. That negative energy gets transferred around. So, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, when I get anxious, this is just a little secret that I'm telling you. When I get anxious, I start stammering, and that becomes a problem. So I have to inform my customer when I'm not, you know, providing a concise, precise decision or resolution with clarity, because that is what my entire job is all about. If I'm not able to provide a resolution with clarity, then I'm failing at that. And I'm a perfectionist. I'm a Virgo. So before anyone tells me anything, I am like my biggest enemy, you know. I'll be like, what the fuck did I do? I fucked up. And nobody's going to be saying anything to you. And it actually works vice versa. My boss, he never tells me anything. I'm the one who's telling myself everything. And he's like, you know what, geez, take it easy, please. You're also a human. So it's like that.
You're allowed to stammer occasionally, damn it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, Caroline, thank you so much for this call. I feel a little lightheaded, and I think it was much needed. It's a good talk.
Well, yeah, and you know what? You helped a lot. I think just the extra clarity. I mean, you're great at your job. I know you.
Thank you so much.
You don't need to hear that, but I'm going to say it anyway. And you definitely have a lot. You provided
a
lot of clarity that I guess when I talked to Kevin and he was explaining things, I just wasn't in a headspace to really receive and like comprehend everything that he was saying. And
that's
so
fine. Maybe it was predestined for you to speak with me and calm me down,
maybe,
you know.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Who knows?
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So to confirm, so we are moving forward with just the ebook version.
That is correct. I'm just going to inform Kevin about this in order to get the finalization on the files. That's the manuscript. I'm sure if you did the illustrations, it must be sorted out. But sometimes, you know, when you're moving forward with the publication platform sometimes provide some revisions. And it's usually related to formatting. So if there's any requirement like that, we will notify you so you can have that fixed from your illustrator. Because if it's related to images, we won't be able to do that unless we have the source files of the illustrations. Other than that,
sure.
I think everything is pretty clear from here. I'm going to ask Kevin to work on your account creations first for Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Let's have your accounts ready. It's almost the end of business day on my end, so I guess most likely we will need to sort that out on Monday itself.
Great.
Okay?
Great. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right, Caroline, I'm going to let you go now unless you have any further questions or queries for me.
No, that's great. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. You've been great. Thank you so much. I really needed that. And you have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Okay.
You too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.